If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, so imagine you're just driving, you're minding your own business, and suddenly it just starts raining tens of thousands of dollars all around you. Do you get out and start shoving the money in your pockets and in your bags?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
But that's not your money.
Well, somebody has to take care of it, though. I mean, somebody's going to pick it up. It might as well be me. And maybe I'll get a reward if I return it.
Oh, so you're going to collect it and return it.
If they ask for it back,
okay.
Yeah.
So this actually happened in Atlanta. An armored truck's door sprang open while they were driving on an interstate, spilled $175,000 in cash. So a ton of people obviously got out their phones and were shooting like videos of cars and trucks pulling over, and people were jumping out trying to scoop up the money that was like blowing all around in the wind on the interstate.
Oh, that's evidence. That's evidence if they're on video taking the money.
That's it. Police showed up. They got a bunch of calls to 911, mm-hmm, saying that more than 15 vehicles had stopped to pick up the money. And apparently the officers and the crew managed to gather a few hundred dollars. That was all that was left by the time officers arrived. A few hundred from $175,000.
That's basically nothing.
Yeah. There was an Uber Eats driver there, though. And he was just like, he said it felt like a movie. There was just money all over the roadway. And he managed to collect $2,000, but he didn't spend any of it. He waited till the next morning to see if a report came out. He saw it on the news and he went in. He said, I really wanted to do what was right and make sure I wasn't doing anything illegal. So he returned the money to police.
Yeah, I mean, you got that guilty conscience, right?
Yeah.
You know there's going to be someone that was like down on their... There's going to be some sort of story that comes out that somebody that was down on their luck. Maybe they just lost their job that morning.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of money, thousands of dollars, and they'll return it.
They'll still return it?
I bet, yeah. There's going to be some sort of kind story that comes out of this.
And then someone will launch a GoFundMe page for those people or something
like
that.
Yes, exactly.
The police are saying, look, it's a crime if you keep the money, and they said, and they're just, I mean, they're threatening. I don't know if this is true or not, but they said they have plenty of social media videos, some of which seems to have like license plate numbers on it. So, but they are saying if you return the money, look, come in, bring in the money, no questions asked. That's it.
There's no reward or anything like that?
I don't think you get a reward. I think the reward is just doing the right thing.
Oh,
I mean, maybe you could keep a 20 if you wanted to. They're not going to know if you really needed it.
Yeah, I guess, but who's going to keep a 20 if you really need that much money?
True.
Is 20 bucks going to do anything for you?
You're going to keep the 50,000 that you got.
Would you return any of the money?
I wouldn't have gotten out and gotten any of the money.
Really?
No, you're on an interstate. Are you crazy? Like, there's vehicles, there's trucks, there's people flying by you. No, I wouldn't be out there on
the
road.
Talking thousands of dollars potentially,
no,
though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Really?
Maybe I would have pulled over and been safe and got my phone out and got some sort of Instagram video or something that I could share.
Other people doing it.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see if anybody actually ends up being arrested, because that would suck.
It would suck. I mean, but you know why. I mean, people, you know why people are taking them. They don't see it as stealing, right? They just see money on the side of the road. They think, well, it's not in the truck, so it's free for anybody.
Plus, you need that money. You see what's happening? You see, especially in the States right now, they say people are working like 2 and 3 jobs just to make ends meet. So when suddenly it feels like the skies open up and offer you a lot of money, it would be very tempting. I can understand that.
It's a little message from God. And Atlanta's a really hard state, too. We're talking about the States.
Yeah.
Atlanta's kind of like a down-on-their-luck city. Georgia's a down-on-their-luck state. You know, it's not... Yeah. You're right. It isn't easy for a lot of people in the States right now.
It must have been surreal, though, to watch that money like all over the highway.
Just flying in the air straight out of a movie.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right. Have you ever sent an inappropriate text to the wrong person? You can text us this morning at 9295. Well, not that kind of text, but you can text us and let us know what happened.
Don't send the text.
Yeah. It could be worse. You could send an inappropriate photo. So many people take selfies now, and apparently we don't always bother to examine all the little details before we share them. Mm-hmm. So a woman named Kelsey from the UK, she tweeted about this super embarrassing moment this weekend. She and her boyfriend were on vacation, and they sent her parents a nice vacation photo, and there was a bottle of lube in the shot.
Oh, no.
She said, Dad said the pics are lovely and there's a nice Durex bottle. I was like, oh, no. The photo is a whole other level. But a lot of people, I think, have sent the wrong text to the wrong person.
I've done it. I've done it to my mom.
Really?
I told her to... I don't know. I hope she's not listening right now. I told her to F off. And I thought I was texting a friend, and I was just having like a funny conversation with a friend, and I told him to, you know, F off, and then I realized, oh no. and I texted her back saying like, oh, that was meant for Mark. and she didn't say anything.
Really?
She never responded back. Nothing.
See, I guess it depends on who your mom is, because my mom would think nothing of that. Like, you're mortified by this.
Oh, no. I've barely ever sworn in front of my parents. Never,
oh, really?
Never mind telling them to F off.
I
no.
learned how to swear from my mom. That's how I learned. Yeah.
There you go.
We get a lot of funny texts here, though, at 92925. And generally, it'll be like, hey, I'll go to the grocery store after work. And we'll be like, oh, wrong person.
Yeah, we respond back, hey, thanks for the text. Wasn't meant for us.
Or we'll get a text that says, can you pick up Jordan after basketball practice today?
Oh,
so
Jordan.
We just have fun like going back and forth with the texts. But yesterday, we got one that was like a whole new level. Let's just say somebody was feeling
Frisky. Frivolous.
Frisky
is a word, yes.
A little frivolous. Frisky early in the morning, apparently. They say the morning is a good time to hook up.
Some people like it in the morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Clearly. They were frisky and they accidentally sent a text that was meant for, I'm assuming, their boyfriend or their husband to us here at 92925. So I wanted to call them. I said, can we give you a call and like talk about this text?
Yeah.
Mortified, obviously, but really good sport. So we got a text from Emily, and she normally, you know, we get so many texts and we love it. We love chatting with you. And oftentimes there will be just like a text that obviously isn't meant for us, but never one that really went this far.
Yeah.
It involves saran wrap.
What?
So we've got Emily who sent us this text on the phone right now. Now, Emily, yesterday morning you accidentally sent us a text, and I'm assuming that was for somebody else, right?
Oh my God. I know I'm dying. I realized I thought I was going to die.
Can I read the text?
Oh, yes,
Emily.
That's fine.
Okay, good. This text says, can't wait to see you tonight. I got a new outfit that's hotter than saran wrap. Ooh. I'll be in the bedroom.
Whoa.
Emily.
Oh, my God. I am mortified right now.
Okay, so who was this text for?
Well, it's for my husband, and he has been away for a couple weeks on work. He is coming back today, and I'm excited to see
well,
you.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, obviously you are.
Oh,
we
God.
Know.
You know, it's probably better that you sent it to us than like your mother or something.
That's true.
Yes,
right?
Definitely. Yes.
Well,
mom,
we're only just reading it in front of the
friend.
Whole city.
Oh, God. I hope he doesn't even hear this.
We know what you're going to be doing tonight, Emily, and congratulations on the new hot outfit.
Yeah, we're all jealous.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
and
it.
Thanks for chatting with us. You're a really good sport.
Oh, have a great day.
Wow.
You too.
Emily's going to have a good night.
Yeah.
So is her husband.
So is her husband. Absolutely. How mortifying, though.
Well, I mean, like we said, we're reading it. She did say we could read it for the whole city, though.
She did. Yeah. She had no problem with us sharing it.
This text from Shirley said she sent us a text instead of her husband's boss saying that Ken wasn't going to be in. So I wonder if Ken got in trouble.
Oh, sent
not
us
telling,
a
yeah.
text. Yeah, I think I remember that one. Yeah, she said Ken won't be in today. I was like, tell him to take the day off. Go ahead.
I hope he didn't get fired for not telling his boss he wasn't coming in.
Anyway, we do love getting your text, accidental or not, at 92925.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
That's right. It happens every Friday. So the deal is a complete stranger, organized by our producer, Rob, comes in and joins us on Friday, right around this time, every Friday. They tell us an amazing story, and we have to decide, with your help on our text line at 92925, whether we think they are lying or telling the truth.
Simple, right?
I'm bad at it. It sounds simple, but it's not as easy as it sounds. All right, so we have a stranger making his way into the studio right now. So if you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here today.
Sure. So my name is Chris, and I am the inventor of the hashtag.
Your name is Chris, and you're the inventor of the hashtag.
That's right.
No, you're not.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I'm sort of from San Francisco.
Okay. Well, that would make more sense.
Yes, in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a digital nomad now, so I don't actually have an address anymore.
Okay. Where did you...
I'm from the internet now.
You're from the internet now.
Yes.
Okay, when did the hashtag begin?
2007.
Really? That recent?
Was it with Twitter? Was that how it began? It wasn't Facebook, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Why did you choose the hashtag? Like, why not something else on the keyboard? What was it about the hashtag? Because it could have been anything.
But it actually couldn't have been because in 2007, the iPhone came out. And so most of us were still rocking like keyboards that had, you know, like the numeric keypad, right? Like those old phones.
Oh, yeah, like Blackberries, yeah.
Right? Exactly.
Where you had to do like
ABC. Yeah, that or like even like, yeah, exactly, right. You're like hitting like the numbers
right.
to get like the letters.
Right.
So
right?
Like, to get the letter back. C, you had to hit the number 2-3 times.
Exactly. I had the Nokia peanut phone.
Yes. Oh, those are the worst.
That was my jam.
So you had like numbers and then mm-hmm. you had like these two other symbols.
Okay.
Right? You had like the hash symbol,
right?
Or you had the asterisk,
yeah.
You know,
ooh, the asterisk is pretty though.
The asterisk, mm-hmm. I know, it's pretty, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But no, like it was. So that symbol was also used in internet chat. You know Slack? You've heard of Slack?
No.
Slack is like this like real time chat. So, anyways.
Okay, you're too smart for us.
Well,
yeah, you're blowing our minds right now.
The tech world.
So, who did you have to first get on board with the hashtag? Like, who do you call? You're like, I have this great idea.
Well, I actually walked into Twitter HQ in South Park in San Francisco, and I walked up to one of the co-founders, and I basically pitched him the idea, and he said it was stupid.
He did, of course.
Yeah, he was like, that's way too nerdy. That's never going to work. And so then I basically started a campaign.
Okay.
Really?
I convinced the world that this was a good idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to know, did you get paid for this?
No.
Did you get...
Yeah, that was what I want to know. There's no monetary value to a hashtag, is there? Like, nobody's making profits off it.
I mean, Twitter is, for sure.
Yeah, but they've given you...
There's lots of people who are, but no, that was not the goal.
Given you nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, my! You're the inventor of the hashtag, and you have nothing.
I'm going to end up penniless. Hashtag penniless.
You and the guy that had the idea for Napster who had it stole from him, yeah.
That guy made plenty of money. He's fine.
Oh, okay. You're not.
What was the first ever hashtag?
This is very nerdy. It was Barcamp. So the whole idea of the hashtag was to bring people together through social media who were like attending events or doing things like in real life.
Okay.
And so Barcamp was this event that me and some friends planned in Silicon Valley, and we were like trying to get people together and to like post about the event.
What's the most popular hashtag ever used?
Oh my God.
Oh.
I think it's love, hashtag love.
Hashtag
oh
love.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I like that.
So it's, you know, positive.
Have you ever had any other ideas, any online social networking ideas that didn't quite make it?
Oh, that didn't make it. So there was another community that I was involved with called Coworking. Eh? And so we started the first coworking spaces and then kind of, you know, grew that idea. You guys have coworking here, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
It's like a workspace.
Okay.
Thing.
Okay. You're making us look bad this morning.
He's asking something to you. Know what that is, don't you?
Does it annoy you when people misuse the hashtag? Like my mom will be like, LOL hashtag at the end of it.
Would annoy me.
Well, that I can't stand for. No.
People sometimes use it as a joke. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's great. Like it's like a subhand. Subhand? No, it's like subtext.
Yeah.
If you were to invent like parentheses,
right?
Like it serves a purpose. Yeah. And so like hashtag whatever, it's just like you're like adding more information to whatever it is that you're saying.
So it doesn't insult you when I hashtag too many hashtags.
Don't push it.
Okay, well.
All right, this is really interesting. His name is Chris, and he says he invented the hashtag, but hasn't gotten any money from it.
No.
From Twitter. No. And now we don't even only use it on Twitter. You can use it on Facebook. You can use it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So is Chris lying or is he telling the truth? This is a tough one. He's clearly a smart guy. You can let us know what you think. Text your guesses to 92925.
And they're split down the middle. This one says, with a sexy voice like that, I think he's telling the truth. Obviously, it's really easy to convince this texter.
But somebody else says his voice is too smooth and sexy. He's a liar for sure.
Wow. People are really analyzing his voice hardcore. Another text says, why would the inventor of the hashtag ever come on air? I don't know. I mean,
why wouldn't it? It's a great
exactly,
show.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying?
What do you say?
This one says hashtag he's full of poop. A lot of hashtags actually on our text line right now at 92925. All right. Chris says he invented the hashtag. I guess it's time for us to take our guesses before Chris reveals the truth. Andy, do you want to go first this week?
Sure. I'll take a shot at this. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You've done a good job here, man. I am going to say that you are telling the truth.
Oh.
You are blowing our minds. You are impressing us with your online internet speak. Nikki and I are having a hard time keeping up with you. And
that was the plan, right? Just to confuse us?
Exactly.
Mumbo jumbo.
We use big words they don't understand.
If it was a plan, it worked because you've sold me. Just like, you didn't sell Twitter on the hashtag. Good job. You've redeemed hashtag yourself. Fail. You sold me. Hashtag telling the truth.
Okay. Hashtag telling the truth, says Andy. I'm going to say you're lying, honestly. He looks like you're a comedian. You're an actor or something. For sure. You're smart. I can see that you're intelligent, without a doubt. But there's going to be some story that he's acting in something. He's here for just for laughs. There's something, Chris.
Oh, yeah. His show is called Hashtag Gotcha.
Not because the story wasn't flawless. It was, but I'm just like, where did you just find the person who invented the hashtag yesterday? I always lose at this game, but I'm not buying it today. Okay, I'm not. Chris, it is time for you to reveal the truth.
Yes, I invented the hashtag.
Oh my God! Yes.
Are you kidding me? How did
Google
they find
it.
You?
No way.
He invented the hashtag.
You're the one of like the fourth most famous person I've ever met.
Seriously.
Oh, the first three.
Chris Messina is the inventor of the hashtag as it's currently used on social media.
Wow.
In 2007, he proposed this to Twitter. My mind is blown. You could be an actor. Or you could be some sort of comedian.
Actually, there is an actor who has my same name. So
there is.
Okay.
Oh, yes. That is wild.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. So what else do you do?
Well, I'm a digital nomad now, so I'm just like traveling around. I'm like giving talks about this stuff. I'm talking about social media. I'm a product designer.
Product designer.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
And you are from San Francisco.
Yeah, that's where I spent 14 years. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. What are you doing here in Montreal?
I'm here actually to talk at Startup Fest.
Wow. It is such a pleasure to speak with you. This was cool.
Awesome.
I'm so mad that I lost. Like, I thought for sure I had this one. I was like, he's here for just for laughs.
So glad I split you guys up.
He's here for just for laughs. Wow, that was great. Thank you so much. Chris Messina, the inventor of the hashtag. Can we get some autographs?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Started with a hashtag.
Yes,
amazing.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Gary just texted, no bleeping way.
Yeah,
I
and
know.
Then he mind bleeped.
I know.
Nikki,
that's really
we
cool.
just met the inventor of the hashtag.
I know.
That's a big deal.
I'm a little starstruck, and I've met Lady Gaga. But the, I never considered there was an inventor of the hashtag.
Me too, because it was always on the keyboard, so I just thought somebody just, you know, Twitter just arbitrarily decided,
yeah,
and that
like,
was that.
They had a meeting one afternoon and they're like, we'll do this, but anyway, we just met the person who came up with that concept, Chris Messina. Very
that's
cool.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for all your texts. They're still coming in. Some people shocked, some people saying I told you so.
The Nikki, Sam and Andy replay podcast
online at thebeat925.ca
or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play
and live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.